Welcome, Impactful Parent. Today we're going to talk about what is the difference between stress and anxiety. Hello, my name is Christina Campos and I'm founder of The Impactful Parent. And every week I come on here and answer one of your questions live. If you have a question for me for next week, please submit it by direct messaging me or emailing me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. All submissions are kept anonymous, and don't forget to push that subscribe button, like this post, and forward it to a friend that could use this information. Now let's get to our question today. And today's question is, what is the difference between stress and anxiety? And how do I know the difference so that I can get my child the help that they need? Now, I absolutely love this question because you are not alone. If you don't know how to identify the difference between stress and anxiety in your teen, it's because, frankly, it's difficult. Teens present a unique front that makes identifying the differences much more difficult because their brain development just hasn't matured completely yet. Teens don't know how to combat or deal with stress efficiently. They simply don't have the experience or the coping tools yet. And some of these skills are acquired through experience, and other skills parents need to help and guide their teens through so that they can learn it. When teens don't know how to handle stress in their life, as it will increase as they get older, they often resort to visible frustration, tantrums, and overreacting. In addition, the symptoms of stress and mild anxiety are the same. Some of those symptoms include sleep disturbances, headaches, stomach problems, muscle tension, tiredness, the list goes on. These reactions look like anxiety, but it is important to know the difference so that you can help your child more efficiently. So today I'm going to give you 4 tips for identifying the differences between stress and anxiety. So glad you're here today. So let's get started. Tip number 1 for identifying stress versus anxiety is anxiety presents itself as an irrational fear when the body sees something that it thinks is scary. Now, let me give you an example so you can see what I mean by irrational. It's normal to be afraid when we see something that is scary. If I'm on a hike in the mountains and I'm walking on a trail and I see a bobcat, it would be natural for anyone to get stressed and nervous in that potentially dangerous situation. Now, take the same scenario, but instead of seeing a bobcat, I see a domestic cat, but the reaction in my body is the same as seeing the bobcat on the hiking path. With anxiety, the body still has that same reaction, and that's irrational. And that irrational reaction is cause for concern. The overreactive reaction is likely to be a sign of anxiety. And again, what you're looking for is this overblown reaction of fear to nothing or very little threat. Now, tip number 2 for identifying the differences between stress versus anxiety is that anxiety is chronic. Big or small items, it doesn't matter. Anxiety is a constant belief that something is going to go wrong. With normal stress, once the stressor is removed, a person should be able to feel normal again. Let's take, for example, my hiking trip again. Once I am safe at home and I'm away from that bobcat, my stress levels should decrease. However, suppose I have anxiety and not just stress. In that case, I might still believe that I'm in danger, even though I'm not hiking anymore. I might start being afraid of all hikes and all walks outside of my home because I may fear running into a bobcat. So, tip number 3 for identifying the difference between stress and anxiety. And tip number 3 is anxiety interferes with the person's life. Stress comes and goes, but anxiety, it disrupts the normal joy of living and prevents the person from enjoying life. Perhaps your child is always hiding in their room, avoiding social situations, and maybe the anxiety is even interfering with daily functioning because their fears are so intense and so disappropriate to the situation. Maybe your child is constantly in a state of aggression because fears come out either in a fight mode or a flight mode. Children will often be hiding and avoiding their fears or standing up to their fears in high alert and in a fighting state. But either way, the reaction is exhausting and will interfere with their ability to enjoy their life to the fullest. Maybe they're avoiding things or people or activities that even they once used to enjoy. Their anxiety is so chronic and intense that the person can't be happy for long periods of time. The anxiety reaction is disruptive to their everyday living. And lastly, tip number four for identifying the difference between stress and anxiety. And tip number four is typical means of helping your child to calm down and regulate their emotions just don't work. Perhaps you already tried helping your child because you can see that they are distressed often, but everything you try simply just doesn't work. Taking away the stressors just doesn't help. Avoidance of people and places and activities is still so strong and a non-negotiable for your child. Your child never accepts the reassurance and the encouragement that you're trying to give them. And no matter what you do to comfort your child, they still can't calm down. And they can't think logically about their fears either. That's when you know they have anxiety. You don't want to engage in power struggle with your child because, frankly, it isn't going to work. It's not going to get you anywhere. With anxiety, your child is likely just to get mad at you for your attempts for comforting them. Instead, you're going to need some new techniques. So what's next? Let's say you think your child might have anxiety. Well, it might be time to get some professional help because mental health professionals do specialize in these types of things. They can help your child by talk therapy and teaching them coping skills. And I also offer an online program to help parents teach their children how to control their anxiety and big emotions. To find out more about my DIY online program, you can go to theimpactfulparent.com/anxiety. And even better, take my free anxiety webinar and discover the step-by-step process that you need to help your child. The webinar, it's completely free, so there's nothing to lose. And I'm sure you're going to find some insights about helping your child that will be worth your time. So to catch that webinar, go to theimpactfulparent.com/anxiety-webinar. And I'll make sure I include those all in the show notes down below. I hope that helps you today. If you have a question for me for next week, please submit it by direct messaging me, or you can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com. And if you have any questions, just let me know. I'm here for you. But you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. See you next time. Have a great day, guys.